Baz Hashem Zvuch, we begin Perek HaBa'as, the 14th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Paradim, the laws of the Red Heifer, and the Sefer Torah in the Book of Purity, which we continue with the theme of the previous Perek regarding the great stringencies of Tahara that are unique to that of the Chata / Paraduma. In this Perek we discuss regarding that has to be in the Makom Tahara, in the state of purity, in a place of purity, and this that the vessel of Chatas, its Tumah as relates to that of a Klei Kodesh, that of a vessel of Kodesh. As Rambam begins halacha of regarding, it has to be placed in a makom tar, klei cheres, an earthenware vessel, shehoyi by efer chatos, that had inside of it the ashes of the paraduma, benoga by sheretz mitzidoi, and one of the tummy shrotzim touched it from the outside, tar, it remains tar, shein klei cheres mitam begabe, because in general the halacha is an earthenware vessel, does not become tummy from its outside, afilu gabe chatos, even regarding that of the paraduma. Now, hinicha klei al gabe sheretz, but let's say you put the vessel on top of a dead bug. Now, even though obviously the vessel does not become tummy, it's still the outside of the vessel. In this case, the ashes will be considered as tummy. Why? Shemekit says in the Pasuk Mamidbar, you have to put the ashes of the paraduma out of the camp in a pure place. Now, the Einza Makam Tar, you can't call this a pure place because it's on top of something that's tummy. So although the items not become tummy, the klicheres, but the ashes are in a non-tahar place, and therefore it's going to be considered as tummy. Now, v'loyal gabi asheretz bovad. This is not unique to being on top of a sheretz. Even if you put on top of a food item that's a second degree tuma, but kayitzebe or things similar like that, medivreim from rabbinic losher tumas and tumakala, which it's a very light tuma, and it's only rabbinic, doesn't make a difference. How do you nidma a for the ash to become tummy? And then Makom Tar says it should be in a pure place. Shleyer agabe shum tuma b'olam. It shouldn't be on any tuma in the world. And no matter what it is, how light the tuma is or rabbinic, it's still not in the Makom Tar. V'chein kli cheres shoyi by efer chata. So if there was an earthenware vessel that had inside is the ashes of the paraduma. V'nosin ala ruba shabavayis tuma, and was put on the skylight of a house that had tuma inside of it. Im hoya kli meshul shalabayis. If the vessel was lowered down into the house, nidma a for the ash to become tummy. And even though in that skylight they didn't have an area, a cube of a tefach, which a tefach squared with a height of a tefach, and tumah doesn't go into an area less than this, the reason is because it's not a makom tar, because the ashes are in the house itself. So though essentially tumah doesn't go in over there, and it's not making tumah, but ultimately it's not in a makom tar, and therefore it's like the case of the klicheres that's on the sheretz, and therefore the ashes are going to be tumah. Now, v'mloy hoyi meshoshol. Now, if it wasn't lower down into the bayis, rather it was on top of the skylight, but then if the skylight did have an area of a tefach, then tummy, it is going to be tummy because the tumah goes through the skylight because the vessel is not in interposition, and the tumah goes into the vessel, and then it's going to be tummy. Halacha beis, hoya kli shel even, if the vessel, if the vessel was shel even of stoneware, which is not makabel tumah. Bein sheyesh ba b'seich tevach, bein she'im ba. So then whether it had a gap of a tevach or if it didn't, then an efer tar, then the ashes are going to be tar. We're talking about when it's not lowered into the house. And again, because since it's not makabel tumah at all, it's unlike that of a kalichera, it's not makabel tumah at all, so it is going to be chaitzit, it is going to be in interposition, and therefore, it's going to be totally tar. Halacha gimel. V'chein kli sheyesh ba efer oymayim mukadashim. So too, if there's a vessel that has inside of it the ashes or the purified waters, which was sanctified waters, umukav tumid pasal, and the vessel is surrounded with a tightly fastened seal, which again generally protects what's inside of it. The nosam boil a mess and plates in the tent of a mess. Hareo if of a mayim tameim, actually the ashes and the water are going to be tummy. Why? Doesn't a chlicheres mukav tumid pasal protect what's inside of it? Yeah, but she'in efer hachatas nitzelis b'tumat pasul. No, the ashes of the paraduma cannot be saved with a tightly fastened seal. Because it's in the pasul, like we mentioned before, but makom tar in a pure place. Then it's a makom tar. It's not a pure place. So although generally tumah doesn't go in over there, but it's disqualified because it's not makom tar. Halacha dal v'chein nechalim amashkim shal kodesh. So too, food items and beverages of kachin in the nitzelim b'tumat pasul. They're also like in chatas. They're also not saved with a tightly fastened seal. Abamayim she'in mukadashim. But regarding waters that are not sanctified. And an empty vessel, although it's tar for the paraduma, there it is, nitzel b'tumah pasul. There it is, saving the tightly fastened seal. It's only the actual, if it is the items themselves, not just prepared for that, then it won't be saved. But these items could be nitzel b'tumah pasul. Now, b'men ramum, when do we say this? If the owner is tar, but if the owner became tameh, Nifsu hamayim b'chamakim shem. Then actually, the water is going to be invalidated wherever they are. Ketzah, as Rambam illustrates, he says, "Hayimayim b'mukafin tamid pesel." Let's say the waters were surrounded by a tightly fastened seal. V'hu v'heim b'olames. Now, the owner and this waters were in the olames. So shem b'tamim. They're both going to be tamay because the owner is tamay. Let's say hayuhu mebechutz v'mayim shem mukadashim b'fenim. Let's say he was out of the tent. And the waters which were not sanctified yet, because we said if they were sanctified, then they would become tamid. The non-sanctified waters were mebifnim inside, with the tightly fastened seal. Oh, then shneim term, then they both can be tar, like we said. And again, because he's not becoming tamid. Let's say hubim mebifnim v'mayim buchutz. Let's say he's in the oil mess, and actually the waters are outside. K'shem shu tamid, just like the owner's tamid, because he's in the oil. Kach meima psul, and so too the waters are going to be invalidated because you have a tamid person that's being a shemer. And as we said in Perek Tes, Halacha Yitzayin, that's not going to qualify, and therefore that itself disqualifies the waters. Halacha Hei, Hatar L'chatas, the person that's pure for the chatas service. If you're standing on top of an earthenware oven, which cannot become an avatoma, so therefore it does not contaminate a person that is touching it with just his feet as he's standing on it. Or things similar like that, from vessels that were not purified for the paradigma service. Now he stretches out his hand beyond the oven. He's on top of the oven, but he's stretching his hand beyond the area. And in his hand is a vessel that has the paradigma waters. Or in similar cases, kana, if you have a rod, not a person, but a rod, hamutal gabetan, which is put on, stretched across the oven. Ushne kalim, and there's two vessels, sheshbem mechatas, that have in it the paradigma waters, that are tulumba, that are hanging on that stick. Echad mekan, vechad mekan, one on one side, one on the other side. But they're extending beyond the oven. Had elu tamim, they're going to be tamei. Levisha ina b'mokam atar lachatz, because they're not in the place that's tar for the parduma waters. Why? V'hoyil behem nishon l'altan, because since they're ultimately resting on the oven, even though they're not, but they're on the stick that's on the oven or on the person that's on the oven. Harem kilu menochem makabab, there as if they're on the oven, and again, therefore that would not be b'mokam tar. Now avil m'hoyil oimel altan, but let's say the person is standing on the oven. He's only holding an empty vessel, although it's purified for the paraduma. Or the waters that weren't yet sanctified. Oh, then they will remain tar as they originally was, because the tar is only particular regarding, it has to be a mokum tar regarding the ashes themselves, and not regarding the vessel or the waters that weren't sanctified yet, and therefore it's not going to become tummy from the person touching it, because the person himself, again, didn't become tummy, because it's only his feet that's touching the oven. Let's say he was standing out of the oven, and the person is sticking his hand through a window, but not the klishish pechatas, and he's taking a vessel that has inside of it the paraduma waters. Now he's passing over an oven. That remains tar. Similarly, hazoya. So let's say the spray that went over the tumma, so he's spraying the water in the mokum tar. But it's passing over an area of tumah, and it's falling on the tummy person that needs to be sprayed on, and he's also in the makam tar. But it's passing over tumah, like on a bedding or a chair or a zav or things like that. How is it tar? The fact that it's just passing over temporarily, that will remain tar. Halach above continues regarding the vessel that has in it the paraduma waters and a vessel that has inside of it kachin. Klishish be mechatas, a vessel has inside of it paraduma waters, uklishish be kodesh, and the vessel has inside of it kachin. Shenogu zevazet, they touch each other. So now, so the vessel for the parduma and everything inside of it became tummy. Like we said, anything beneath that of the chatas, even kachim, is considered tummy regarding the chatas. But the kachim vessel remains tar as it was. If anything, it came in contact with something higher than it. Let's say if something that's pure for the chatas, for the parduma, touch both of these vessels. B'shtei yad with his two hands. When they're standing on the ground. So the paraduma ones became tamei. Why? Shariatar lechatas, because this person that's tar for the paraduma, nitma benegiyas hakli shenatar lechatas, he became tamei from touching the vessel, which is the kachim one, but that's not tar for the paraduma. Like we explained in Perek Gimel Halacha Gimel. So v'chazav atim is mechatas. Now that he's touching both, so his left hand that's touching the kachim is now made him tamei. Which now with his right hand at the same time he's touching the mechatas, thus it's making that tamei. Halacha zayin, higbia. If a person that's tar lechatas lifted up shnei hakelim b'shtei yadav, these two vessels with his two hands, so here shneim tamim, they're both going to be tamei. Zeh shel chatas nitma, so the one of the paraduma is going to be tamei, like we said, and they shenaga by adam, because a person's touching this vessel who shenaga b'klisha in the tar lechatas, he already touched the vessel that's not tar v'chatas, which is the one of kach. Now, but also Vishal Kaidish Nitma. The Kashmon Zosigma come and tell me. Why? Why is it different than the case before where he's touching both but it's on the ground? Oh, because here where he's lifting it up, he's holding both of them up in the air. And he's Tameh by the virtue of carrying the Pardim waters. Shehemet Tameh b'masa. Because they contaminate by carrying, as Ram explains in the next parak in Halacha Aleph. What he means to say is because the person became tamei for chatas by touching the vessel of kachim. So hence, now the mechatas are going to contaminate him by carrying it, because even though he didn't touch the waters themselves, but as long as he's tar for chatas, then the mechatas don't contaminate him. But now that he is not tar anymore for that because he touched kachim, which disqualifies him now, so now by carrying the mechatas, that makes him tummy. So therefore now he's going to be contaminating the vessel of the kachim. Now, and again, that's because he became quote-unquote tummy from touching the vessel of the kachim, thus contaminating the mechatas, and now, but he's carrying the mechatas, now he's contaminating that of the kachim. Now, therefore, but let's say the vessel of the kachim was actually wrapped in a piece of paper. Now he's only lifting up the paper, and he didn't touch the vessel itself. He's lifting up the vessel of the paradigma waters in the second hand. They're both going to be tar. Why? Because he didn't touch the vessel, and this vessel does not contaminate with masa. Oh, so he never became invalidated by carrying the vessel of the kachim. So therefore, he did not become tamei for the chatas, thus not making the chatas tamei, and thus not making himself tamei by carrying the chatas, and thus not going ahead and contaminating the kachim. But if he was touching the vessel of the kachim with his hand, even if the one of the paradigma was with a piece of paper, which wouldn't make a difference because that would contaminate him by masa, but since he's touching the kachim with his hand, the both can be tummy, like we said, the whole evolutionary process is that now by touching the kachim, he becomes disqualified for the chatas, now the chatas is going to contaminate him by masa, and now his tummy is going to contaminate that of the kachim. If he causes both of these vessels to move with his hand, and he didn't touch them, he just caused them to move, they're both going to be tar. She'ein ha'kli, she'ein utar l'chatas, because it's not true that a vessel that's not tar v'chatas, which is this other vessel of kachim, to be metames atar l'chatas, to contaminate this person who is tar for the paraduma, until he touched it with his hand. Elam ken hoyer rol l'midras. Only the one exception is if that vessel was fit to be used for laying or sitting, like we explained this already in Perek Yud Gimel, in the previous Perek Halacha Zayin. Here where it's not, even though he caused it to move, it will not contaminate it. Halacha Tes, Kol Sveik HaTumas, all doubts regarding Tuma, which there's actually three types of Tuma, and the first one we're discussing is Shu Tor Ligabe Truma, that it retains its Tahara regarding Truma, which the halacha of safek tumah regarding truma has three different categories. One is that if there's a safek, you have to actually burn the truma. One is you don't burn it, but you don't eat it either, what's called tailam. And the third one is that actually the truma remains with its tahara. So the Ram is going to go through these three cases. So regarding safek tumah, which is considered tar regarding truma, kamesh bar, like we're going to explain in Perek Yud from Hilchas Avos HaTumah Halacha Aleph, hadir tar l'chatas. So that also is considered tar. These sfeik is for the lachas of paraduma. Now, v'chala sfeik is shetayil memes of truma. Now, regarding all doubts that we suspend the truma, that we don't burn it, but we don't let you eat it either. Im noldu b'chatas, if those sfeik is evolve in regarding the paraduma, hadayil neshpachim, so there you're going to spill it out. Now, regarding truma, since it's fit to be eaten, you're not allowed to actively destroy it, because it's doubtful, and you'll destroy if you don't have to. So therefore, you're not allowed to burn it because maybe it's tahara. But regarding the mechatas, even if it's not tahara, it's not really fit for drinking, so you're allowed to spill it out. Now, v'nasu taharos. Now, if let's say taharos were done, al-gabi oisam, on these sveikis, you made kelim, vessels, of adam, of people, on these entities, shenodlem, sveikis, which we had these doubts, so elu sha'chatas neshpachan alim, so regarding those that we said, those are the doubts that the chatois of those waters would have to be spilled out. Hare ois nataras t'luyas. So these are our edible things. So these things would go back to the same status that truma has, which they would be suspended, those taras. Now, but if fafis, regarding mats made out of wood, in kekem, they're not treated as vessels. And therefore, v'dein tahedus l'truma l'kodesh l'chadus, they're going to be considered as tar for truma, for kodshim, and for that of the paraduma, because this is only regarding that of vessels, and this is not, so therefore it would be considered as tar. Halacha yud, d'veilo shel truma, regarding the dried figs of truma, shenaflu tech mechatz, it fell into the paraduma waters. When the talav achala, and the person took it and ate it, im yesh bo kebeya, if that dried fig had the measurement of like an egg, hamayim temeim, the waters were tamei. And this is Bein Shai Sadvila Tamei, whether the figs were Tamei, Bein Shai Sadvila, whether the Tar, it doesn't make a difference, like we had said before. All food items, even Kodshim food items, in the Tar L'chatz, it's not considered as pure for regarding the laws of the Paraduma. And hence, so it was Tamei, making the waters Tamei, thus contaminating this fig of Truma from those waters, and therefore, whoever eats this fig is Chayiv Misa, is liable Misa B'dei Shemayim. Bein Shai Achal Truma Tamei, because he essentially ate Truma when he's Tamei, because he became Tamei, and from these figs, because of the waters, so therefore he's going to be chayv misa. Now the main book kabe, but if it doesn't have the measurement of an egg, hamayim betarasim, so it has to have a certain minimum to contaminate, which is shirv kabeya. So even though we consider it as tamei, it will not pass on the transmission of tamei. So hamayim betarasim, the waters remain tar. Because a food item cannot contaminate other things, in this case, the waters of the mechatas, until it has the size of an egg, as bein l'truma, with the laws of truma, bein l'kodesh, with the laws of kodesh, or bein l'chatas, whether for that, of the paraduma.